Stephen Gibson is from SLG Economics. He's a former chief economist at the postal regulator Postcom. Stephen, good evening.
Good evening.
500 years. Why is it, you think, that Royal Mail has lasted for so long?
Well, for most of that time, it has been had a monopoly of the primary form of communication, i.e. letters, and a monopoly of a key part of our nation's infrastructure has been really, really important and very valuable for Royal Mail and for the organisations that preceded it.
So does that mean things don't necessarily look quite so rosy for the future?
Well, it has a number of problems to contend with, not least which is declining mail volumes. I mean, as we're all aware, more and more is going by email and on the internet and digital downloads, and less people are sending letters and receiving letters and statements and credit card bills, etc. And that is a real problem.
Well, that's all very true, but as we heard from those commentators on Teesside, there are lots of eBay parcels, Amazon parcels being delivered. Is that the future for Royal Mail?
That is absolutely the future. They need to transform their network from one that handles primarily letters into one where there are parcels and packets operator. But that's a very, very competitive market. There are lots of other operators in the market, like Yodel, like Hermes, like Secured Mail, UK Mail, etc. And it's one where the margins are much thinner.
And if, therefore, they don't succeed in that market, and as you say, it's been opened up for quite some time, it's hugely competitive, what might that mean for those of us who live in the middle of nowhere and rely on the universal service obligations so that Royal Mail will give me in the countryside the same service as you in the middle of a city?
Absolutely. Well, currently the universal service, that 6 day a week collect and deliver to every single postal address in the country, which is so important to so many people, is protected by primary legislation. So that means it would require an act of parliament to change that. It is an obligation that is on Royal Mail that is enforced by Ofcom, the current postal regulator. However, acts of parliament can change, governments can change, and if it becomes unaffordable, if Royal Mail cannot improve their efficiency, they cannot transform their network, then questions will be answered, because we will be in a situation where we have to put in increasing levels of subsidy into the postal service, and we have to make a public decision. Do we want to put our money there or into other public services?
Can you see a situation where we might say, well, hang on, there are private companies here that are able more efficiently to deliver letters within the large cities? They're creaming those bits off Royal Mail. We don't want to subsidise. We don't want to have to pay loads of money just to make sure that somebody in the wilds of Cumbria or Cornwall gets a decent service. We'll stop doing it and they can lump it.
Well, I can certainly see a situation where the quality of service and the extent of the service is reduced. I mean, we now have a 6 day a week service. Some people would say that is quite gold plated. Some people would say maybe a service every other day would decrease the costs tremendously. Maybe having a 2 day service whereby you can get rid of the air network and suddenly you can cut out swathes of costs. Now, those don't come without some cost to society and to the people in Cornwall and Cumbria that you mention. But at the other stage, you know, there is a subsidy that is being given at the moment that will increase if mail volumes continue to tumble.
Stephen, be really good to talk to you. Many, many thanks. Former chief economist at the postal regulator Postcom, Stephen Gibson.